No, it was exciting. It was exciting to get back in there, you know, help this team win, give them a chance. Tough break, you know, Pavs got sick, but at the same time, I know my role here is just being ready whenever I'm called upon and, you know, just trying to do everything I can in practice to prepare myself to play a good game. And I, you know, the team really helped me out and I felt they did the same.
Does it matter when you get thrown in like that, or is it sometimes help, especially going on the road, just, hey, you're up tomorrow and you go in without really focusing too much on it?
It's all the same difference. I mean, it's part of the game. I mean, there's so many games in this season that it feels like every other day you're preparing for a game. So as long as, you know, you do the right things in practice, like I've said, and, you know, keep your mind clean and just stay on the path there. So that's all my focus has been.
What did the team do in front of you that was so different, so special, that helped you get that shutout?
Yeah, you know, they communicating in the defensive zone, making my job a lot easier. The forwards were coming back all night, breaking up odd man rushes. Just taking away those second, third shots. You know, I really only focused on my first save last game, so it does really make it easy, especially after not playing for a while.
How would you like your play against
Ottawa? Just the way I was engaged, the quickness I felt, the awareness I felt out there, just being aware of where the guys were on the ice and being able to get to them before they got the puck. So just beating the pass, staying tight, and feeling big in the net.
During the lockout, you said that you felt like you were in a routine that you liked, and something to have you ready when the games came around. Now that you've had to play a few games and had some decent results, you feel pretty pleased with the choices you made during the lockout?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look how the Blackhawks are doing, those are, I mean, about 70% of those guys I was skating with in the lockout. So it was pretty special. At the same time, just doing the same things every single day, doing what I've been taught from my goalie coaches, being able to prepare. I understand it's one game or two games I've played so far, but, you know, the next one's the most important whenever that time comes.
Are you expecting it to come tomorrow?
I have no idea. I prepare, like I said, I prepare to play, prepare to back up. The same difference for me.
I guess the big difference, obviously, from doing things in practice is having that battle and that focus that you talked about. Sometimes the saves aren't pretty. You just find a way to get in front of them.
Right.
Is it easy to muster up that kind of energy, that kind of focus coming off of a lot of practices?
Yeah, I think so. You really want to just battle. You really want to go in there and use your athleticism, and that's one of my best traits, I think. And it's just playing strong. You get in front of that puck. I mean, sometimes you got to do whatever it takes, and that's the mentality that I use.
How much fun was it?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I mean, there's nothing like going into another team's building like that, especially in Ottawa, who's been playing so well so far. So it's always better when you win, and we got to keep that fresh in our minds.
Water tastes better, food tastes better on the way home.
There you go, exactly.
What your reaction after the game? Obviously, you were thrilled with the win and to withstand the late push and everything like that, but was there anything special going through your mind? You kind of looked skyward and raised your arms.
I tell you the truth, it's like you forget every win, and the last one's the freshest. So that's how I feel, definitely.
Thank you.